Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the biggest hillbilly, Yakety Sax, and what's in Josh's wallet. It's all coming up right after this.
Bob and Tom Productions is proud to present a movie of historic significance. A story that's been told before, but never quite like this.
Hola, I am General Santa Anna. We have you outnumbered 20-1. I implore you, abandon your positions or die.
Oh yeah? Why don't you make us, knucklehead?
Huh?
Their resistance was symbolic of the thirst for freedom shared by the people of Texas.
Why give your lives for such an insignificant structure? Please, surrender now.
Did you hear that, boys? Generalissimo Lamebrain says we have to surrender.
Oh, pulverize him! How moited at ignoramus.
It's The Alamos, starring the Three Stooges.
Very well, amigo. You leave me no choice. Have it your way.
Troops, charge!
Here they come, boys. Hey, you, in the coonskin cap.
Who, me?
No, numbskull. The other morons wearing stupid hats.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
Go guard the wall.
Make me.
Well, yeah, you ought to.
Hey, you want the silence? Knock it off. The Mexicans are at the walls.
Their deeds that day are still the stuff of legend.
Hey, Pancho, pick two.
Oh, si, senor. I pick this one and this one. Oh, my eyes. You poked me in my eyes.
Don't miss the most important historic film of the year.
Take off your hat for a second there, Pancho.
My hat, senor? Oh, okay, but why? Ow! Oh, that hurts, senor. You hit me with a crescent wrench.
The Alamos. The Alamos coming this month to a theater near you. Children under 17 can be stubborn and belligerent and think the world owes them a living.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Everybody shut up. Thank you. There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hello, Chick McGee.
What's wrong with you people just going nuts while I'm introducing people? There's Josh Arnold.
Hello, Chick.
There's Willie Griswold.
The inmates are running the asylum, man.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Hey, 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 hey.
Tom, if you'd like to introduce Ace, you can...
Al?
Go right ahead.
You're not speaking to Ace, is that correct?
To okay. Ace or about Ace.
Or of Ace.
Let's just say.
And I did nothing.
What's his book called?
Unreasonable Confidence. Paren, never my fault. Ace Cotton.
Now, I walk in here during the break. I went to make a cup of tea. And
oh, good, good.
I come in here and you guys are having a discussion about which one of you is the bigger hillbilly.
That's not true. What? No.
Yes, we were talking.
I've got plenty of hillbilly in me. Yeah.
You just don't have any.
Yeah, you didn't grow up like the rest of us.
And you were telling that story about your father and his two best friends, Mo and Joe.
Yeah.
I've got $50 that says that wasn't their names. The poor guys hung out with him all the time, but he couldn't remember their name, just like you. Probably Leonard and Phil. And I don't care what your names are.
That's completely false. That's completely false.
I'm calling you Mo and Joe. Chip. As I'm paying you, Chip. I'm calling you Mo and Joe.
I never got to meet my grandpa. This is really nice.
Your sons of bitches, I own you. A lot of that kind of.
I own you.
His hero, the only reason he wants is It's a Wonderful Life is for old man
Potter. Is that
Potter? I love Potter. He's got a good thing going there.
What a sad ending to a movie.
Boy, oh boy. I love Potterville.
It's a double feature with my favorite hero, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah.
I only like the first act, though.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Mo was his buddies. That was his.
Mr. Griswold, my name's Leonard.
I don't.
It's Mo, damn it! And if you sass me one more time,
I don't even know his nickname. I always knew it was always Mo.
What do you think? What would
his name could
Maurice?
Be? Leonard? We don't know.
Could be. But
Maurice, is that what you said?
No, his
Maurice?
Last name, I'm not going to say his name.
Morris?
His last name started with this M-O.
But then, then that's
then
probably where
he got it. Then his friend Joe was an actual Joseph. It was Mo and Joe. Let's bet $10,000 and I'll prove it.
Thank you. How are you going to prove it?
Call Jan.
Because I know the
okay,
son.
Okay, first
I know.
Of all, I'll give you $10,000 to not call Jan.
Aww.
Well, we got stuff to do. We don't have 6 hours.
We love
okay.
Jan.
You know who, Tom?
Let's see, Joe's son.
Oh, Bo? How's he doing?
It's not Bo. Joe's son, Roy, you know. And then
Roy, you know,
Mo's son is Phil.
Roy. Roy, the guy who hates me? Just on sight, because the guy hated me. Is that Roy?
No, that was Henry who hated you on sight.
Oh, okay.
No, wait a minute. You hated him on sight. Sorry.
No, he started it. This guy was...
Two guys just staring at each other. They never said one word to one another.
Henry,
like those dogs that just know they don't...
Henry evidently is doing things in jury science or something. I never picked that jackass for a jury. God, I hate him. That was the first thing he said about me.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. That's true.
You should have thanked the man.
I guess.
Wait, you think there is a lawyer listening right now that is a trial lawyer that would go, yeah, I want Chick McGee on my jury.
I told you that story. I went for jury duty the one time I showed up, and the prosecuting attorney recognized me because I tried to pick her up in a bar like a month before.
How much did she weigh?
Okay.
That's a mean follow-up.
I don't like a skinny woman, okay? I've got to tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's the one. I think he is a trial guy.
Sure. Gotcha.
And that's an art form, is picking juries.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a real career.
And he had listened to you long enough to know they would never pick me either.
No.
What is that show that Phil McGraw came up with? Bull, yeah. Phil McGraw wrote that or something, or came up with it, or created it, and it's all about jury science. It's pretty good, actually. Yeah. It's not bad.
Remember the book about O.J., The Run of His Life?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that wrote the book.
He wasn't playing with himself.
Yeah, that's true. But they hired a jury consultant right away, and he goes, this is the worst jury in history. Don't pick that guy. They would pick him. It was brilliant.
Wow.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action, so don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Rock. Rockt. Der neue T-Rock.
Now, I have a nice request here. This comes to us from Cody.
Hi, Cody.
He writes, good morning, fine people. Oh, this must be for another
somebody
show.
Else.
Could you, oh, I guess it is for us. Could you play the game, Guess What's in Josh's Wallet? It's been a long time.
Oh, my gosh. That is the game that has taken America by storm, and it has been a long time.
I swear, a couple days ago, you said something about your wallet, and I almost said that out loud, but I realized I didn't care.
Explain the game.
The game is I have a billfold, and you can see cash in my billfold. However, you can only see the outer bill, of course. Mm-hmm. So you have to guess how much is in there. There is a problem, though. I may right now be cashless, so let me double check.
Oh.
Okay. Is your wallet in the other room?
I'm cashless. Do you have any cash?
I don't because I gave it all to my grandma yesterday.
I have 50 euros. That's all I got.
I'm hungry.
The only thing I have.
I'm hungry. Yeah. Willie.
You got to get her a new tooth.
So hungry.
Aww. Her crown fell off. Chick.
Hey, don't
she looks like such a hillbilly.
Oh, it's right here in the front where it came off. Yeah, I saw
it's this thing. Older, sweet, distinct woman. I mean, she's got such a great life, but she looks like such a hillbilly. She's getting it fixed today, but I said, you can't fix it today. I say no more teeth till you hit 100. You got to learn your lesson. You got 9 more years looking like a hill jack.
Call her Mammy Yoakum. Tell her I told you to.
She was a distinguished state senator. You should get a picture of her all dressed up like the senator with her one tooth missing.
I mean, she looks like she plays in a jug band. It's hilarious.
Now she looks like the lady who warns the kids in a horror movie. Those are his woods now. What? I'm cashless. Apologies. I tipped my pedicure lady yesterday.
Nice.
Ran out of cash.
What colors you go for?
God, took the words right out of my mouth.
Hot pink.
Yeah. It's summer. Gross.
How often do you get the feet done?
I'm going to say every 3 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Feels pretty good, doesn't it?
I love it. It's awesome. Yeah. Guys, dudes, do not be shy. Go in there.
Now, my understanding that when you do this, I was talking to her, you take the nail clippings to go?
I do, yes. I don't.
You save them all in a jar next to your feces.
Well, of course. Otherwise, the government's going to get a hold of them, and next thing you know, there's an army of me's out there.
Yeah, you your DNA behind
them. Read the news.
Nail clippings in a jar next to the feces.
Well, sure. You think I'm flushing that into the government's warehouse? No way.
Government's database.
Yeah.
It's all in a closet that's lined with your own hair.
Okay. Hang on one second. I've got... Ace, do you have a wallet with you today?
Of course.
Is it in your pants right now?
No.
Is it padlocked?
You don't have one of those wallets with a chain. I'm sorry. Ask him if he has one of those wallets with a chain on it and it goes from his pants to his back pocket. You don't?
No. Ace unchained.
Wait a minute, Will. You got it.
Actually, I own one, but I don't use it.
I do have small bills. I have small bills, but that kind of takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, don't say that.
Well, you shouldn't have said that.
Well, because I thought that I gave all my cash away, but I gave her all the bigger cash, and I kept all the fives and ones.
Mm. So we can't play What's in Your Wallet?
No, but I will get. I'm always with cash. This is a very rare moment here.
It's Where's very your wallet? Fun. Do you have your wallet with you?
I did.
Oh, I played a similar game yesterday, actually, with Jeff Oskey.
Yeah?
I was handed a check for some of the many, many things I do.
Yes.
Certainly. People just important. Hand them checks.
Oh, sure. I have to throw some away. And I said, if you can guess the exact amount of this check, I will give it to you. And he did not. And,
thankfully.
He was real sad about it because he doesn't have as much money as me. So he's like, that would have got me out of a couple jams. And I was like, it would. And then I ripped the check up in his face.
I don't even need this, bitch.
Burned the check.
I don't need this, bitch. Is that what you just said?
I didn't do the voice. I didn't do the affectation, you crazy man.
Sorry. That's how he talks.
You are a crazy man.
Honestly, you know what? I don't have it. I emptied my pockets. I have all I ever carry around are those
dog trash bags.
Dog trash bags that are biodegradable. I just took the dogs for a walk. You'll be glad to know I was standing in my neighbor's house when the sprinkler system went on.
I am glad to know that.
Nothing could surprise me your pocket.
Am I dry yet?
I don't think it's probably the best idea that you are walking the dogs around your new neighborhood.
You should have an area, right? The dog area.
You can't. You're not making friends, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, it's okay. My neighbor.
No, it's not.
My neighbor, two houses down, he walks his dogs at 3 in the morning also. There's also a cop there all the time. So.
Have you ever in your life had an average day? Just an average, normal, boring day?
By what do you mean normal? Normal's different for everybody.
Like, just boring. Like, nothing happened. Nothing you don't happened. Get
like, you can leave work and go, I have nothing on my calendar right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm just going to go home and watch TV.
Chaos follows you. I think that whenever you go for a walk, the cop sees you and he goes, hey guys, Griswold's out. I'm just calling it in. Nothing's happened yet. Just making sure you know.
Good morning,
I saw him on the street.
PJ is our cop.
You did?
Yeah, chasing his dogs one morning. Taking my son to a choir practice.
You saw him chasing his dogs?
Now was he about a month ago?
Chasing.
He was out in the street.
See?
I told my son,
that's
see?
Tom. See? You can't be doing that.
They were on leashes.
Yeah, but you had one of them in the street.
In a couple months, there's going to be a petition.
I pick up all their poop. And yesterday I bought the thing you told me to get, the poop paw, the paw pooper, whatever it is, the dog.
Like a dog diaper genie?
The dog diaper genie. I bought one yesterday.
Good.
So. I'm not trying to be mean, but lately when you sit up and stand, you make certain noises. What does it sound like when you have to bend over and pick up dog poop?
I sing It's a Long Way to Tipperary. Because
it sounds like four people riding a chandelier down a staircase. There's a lot of creaks and cracks and screams and moans.
This is a true story.
Wilhelm scream?
I have a clip-on flashlight that goes on the brim of my hat.
Yeah, all crazy.
Why did you tell us that like we wouldn't believe it?
And then, no, it's really handy because prior to that, I was using the light on my phone, and I slipped, and I just about had my phone
but
land in the pile of
to
fresh
keep that
poop.
To keep your phone in play, you put it in your breast pocket of your shirt just in case.
No, and I've learned you got to put it in your back pocket because what happened. I bent over and it. Anyways, I got it down. It's all good.
What if you got a translucent pocket so you could put your phone in it with the flashlight on, and then it would just be sort of a flashlight on your chest?
It's not a bad idea.
No, it is a bad idea.
That is a very Griswoldian idea.
That's from the minds of Griswoldian
Industries. The clip-on hat light is the greatest. It's handy. I also have a pair of those. You've ever seen those fake glasses? You put them on and they've got two flashlights.
Sure.
I thought you were going to say the fake like Groucho glasses with a big nose and a mustache.
You could put that and make those even funnier. Put those on. They've got two little flashlights on the east and west end of each eye. Yeah, there you go. Temple's the word I was looking for.
Oh,
uh-huh.
God.
Those are really handy. If the breakers blow, you can go downstairs and find your way around.
Sure.
Ace, did you get Tom one of those hats that you got us?
Yeah, he doesn't.
Oh, okay. Man, I love
it. The greatest.
I love that thing.
With the Bluetooth in it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's got a light
on
the front.
It's got a light in the front.
With three settings?
Okay, my sister Jan just weighed in. Chick.
How long's the email?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't have time to get eight pages of email. I don't have time. She doesn't know who I am anyway. It doesn't matter.
She certainly doesn't know who I am.
This is interesting. Yikes. My sister has gone into quite a bit of detail here. She has both of the... Mo's real name was Malcolm.
Oh.
And
I can't say Malcolm. You're Mo.
And by the way...
Shut up!
What are you, Lebanese? Get out of my house.
Mo, no DUIs this week.
Jan writes, I was not a fan.
Of Mo.
Barely there was some issue.
He Benny Hilled her around the front yard. That help! That's just Mo being Mo.
Mo's being a Mo. Look at Jan learning about the world. Look at her.
Poor Jan.
More gin.
You gotta learn somewhere, darling.
Oh, God. No, there was some
kind. Birds and the bees, babe. Birds and the bees.
Throw in the pond, learn how to swim.
Yeah, the more you get them grabbed, the more they'll grow.
Oh, there's grass on that field.
That's terrible.
He's turned into WC.
Sorry, Jan.
That's your father. That's his
Jan.
Learning about the world.
Have a lovely day, Jan. Turn your radio off. Don't listen to this.
And, Jan writes, she used to make Dad whiskey sours and Manhattans.
Mm.
I don't even know how to make either one of those.
You said you made them. Oh, you gave them
I
bourbon.
Made them bourbon and water, mostly.
Manhattan's kind of like
what's
an old
recipe
fashioned.
What's the recipe? Bourbon and water.
I think you throw in some ice.
Well, the time I was in high school, when I was a senior in high school, the recipe was I do a shot. The pour one for Dad.
Were you a gin and tonic guy? You look like a gin and tonic guy.
I cannot drink gin anymore.
Yeah, but there was a time.
Gin and I had a falling out. I should say I was falling on a floor in Milan, Italy.
Okay.
Before I woke up. Long story.
I like gin on an airplane. It's a nice airplane.
Really?
Drink. Yeah, but besides that, I don't really want it. It's weird and old-timey.
Yeah, gin has an odd taste in
my kick rocks.
Who's the actor that just sold his gin company for $600 million?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Aviation gin. Yeah.
Coming up, we have another...
Might change your mind.
This time, sports celebrity who was coming out with his own liquor.
Oh, really?
That's becoming a big thing.
Yeah, it is.
Who is it? Alonzo Mourning from the NBA Heat?
Our current player.
Current. oh, there you go. Good. Who started that?
Who started what athlete?
Was it... Was it Sammy Hagar with tequila?
I think that probably is the most popular, yeah.
And then...
George Clooney did it with tequila.
Didn't George sell his for $1 billion?
Yeah, he made a lot of money.
Aykroyd has one.
He
has a death vodka thing, right? Skull vodka.
Skull, right. Yeah, and the Aykroyd one, doesn't it come in a skull?
Mm-hmm. It's real freaky looking.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
Bad you.
No comment.
You know what? You and I will just take it.
We'll let it go.
Let's leave the coming in a skull alone. Okay? Let's just not talk about it anymore.
There's a name for that, Pat.
There is?
All I know is that Mo and your sister had...
You never heard of the S name?
No.
I'm sorry.
I don't want Uncle Mo to come over.
You don't want to know.
Hey, Tommy, where's your sister, huh?
Hey.
Where's your sister?
Mo. Are those growing yet? What's going on here?
Where's Mo?
Jason Jan.
Jason Jan.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.